Behold the Lamb of God. What an arresting statement and an odd introduction for John to give to Jesus. Jesus is gentle. He does not insist upon his own way, does not force us to obey or even to listen to him. He is a lamb. He came as a lamb at his first coming as a child in Bethlehem. And his allowing his parents to be pushed out of a stable, out of town to a stable for his birth. And he grew up submitting himself to the authority of human parents, the discipline of manual labor, the discipline of learning. He humbled himself, becoming one of us in all things but sin. Jesus came as a lamb at his first coming, and he accepted all things, even unto death, death on a cross. Jesus comes to us today as a friend. In the sacraments, in our own prayer, our reading of his word, our relationships with our brothers and sisters who bear his life within them, he still comes gently as a lamb or as a friend. He does not insist upon anything. He invites. He comes as a lamb without judgment, but undeceived in his simplicity. One who is infinitely understanding, who knows and accepts all the circumstances of our life, all that goes through our mind, our reasons for doing what we do. He understands our weaknesses. He sees through our excuses, our false reasons. And he persists as a gentle lamb, asking us to give him everything, to keep nothing from him, but allow him to transfigure every aspect of our lives, our time, our entertainment, our work, our relationships. Sometimes we do not want to accept Jesus as the Lamb. We are scandalized by the cross or scandalized by his weakness. We want a Savior who will crush all opposition to him. Opposition in the world of politics or in our families or in ourselves. But Jesus asks us to accept his weakness and ours. The bruised reed he will not break, a smoldering wick he will not quench, but he will come and he will remain with us despite the best efforts of the world, other people, or ourselves to drive him away. Sometimes we think Jesus should act more like a king. But if we take an honest look at ourselves, we would probably find we don't usually respond too well to Jesus taking things suddenly or opposing our will directly. Not that he doesn't do that in his wisdom at times, but always in his coming to us in this life, he is gentle. Jesus comes as the Lamb of God. A lamb is led from one place to another by a shepherd, by someone else. Jesus was wholly docile to the will of the Father, led by his Father's will. He comes as something infinitely greater than all that we are, infinitely greater than all we can give. And yet he allows us to lead him as well, to those things that we want to bring him into. Show me, he says. What sort of things are troubling you? He asked two disciples on their way to Emmaus one time. Oftentimes we want to go our own way. So we can want Jesus to be a king, or we can take advantage of the fact that he is a lamb, that he is gentle, that he allows us to control our own path if we choose. Jesus, in his gentleness, allows us to lead him to a certain extent. Even when he might be inviting us to a greater trust, a greater generosity, a greater conversion, he does not insist upon his own way. He works with us. He walks with us even when he would rather we were walking with a little lighter burden or on a slightly steeper path. We do not need to give him anything, not anything that is not his by right already. We were created through him and purchased by his blood. But the best thing we can give him, after we give him our prayers, our concerns, our difficulties, our joys, the best thing we can give him is the opportunity to lead us, to show us where he has led, to show us how to let the Father lead us, to show us what in his life speaks to ours. Because whatever we have and are going on in our life right now, he has taken it upon himself in his own earthly life. And finally, a lamb is the animal of sacrifice. Jesus was God's lamb, the one sacrifice that can answer all our sins. Jesus is the one who takes away the sin of the world. He existed before John, before time itself. And Jesus, in that eternity, is the one that silences all that stands between us and him in his own silence, in his own humility as the Lamb. Jesus, in his gentleness, is strong. And that gentleness, that silence as the Lamb, silences all that stands between us and union with him, if we let it. Jesus speaks his peace, breathes his peace upon our lives. That breath of God, the double meaning of the word for spirit in both languages of the Bible. That gentle breath of God that descended upon Jesus at his baptism and that is breathed upon us at ours. And under the shadow of his wings, we are strengthened to become like the Son. The Holy Spirit, too, is gentle. John testifies he descended upon Jesus like a dove, not an eagle, not some great big bird of prey, the regal bird for many nations throughout history, the bird of our own country as well, the bird of the gods, if you go back to nearly every ancient culture that had knowledge of eagles. But no, the Holy Spirit takes the form of a dove. And if you accept Jesus and his gift, the gift of the Holy Spirit, then John says, John the Evangelist, earlier in this first chapter of his gospel we hear from today, to those who did accept him, he gave power to become children of God. You will become like him. You will become lambs. Wholly docile to the will of the Father and sharing in that sacrificial offering of the Son. Sharing in his cross. You will participate in his saving action by which the world is redeemed, and you will see the world renewed. You will see the world changed through Jesus becoming incarnate in you, as he does at every Mass at which you receive communion. And as I will say at this Mass, before that moment, behold the Lamb of God.